globalists got together in Kiev yesterday to kiss Zelensky's ass, provide some nice bedside manner to Zelensky, and ask him to carry out more war against Russia, and offered up to $5 billion in frozen assets. Here's Justin Trudeau.
We're also disbursing the first installment of the $5 billion in assistance to Ukraine, funded through revenues from frozen Russian assets, along with providing a grant to help Ukraine maintain its energy security in the wake of consistent, reckless attacks by Russia on Ukrainian energy infrastructure.
All right. So after that, he did some hugging and some kissing at the Ukrainian dictator, his favorite little troll. Take a look. Come here, big guy. Come here, little guy.
What a real pleasure it is to be.
Can I take you home in my pocket?
Once again on this
back to Canada.
Trip to, thank you so much. Thank
Would you like some poutine? I can bring you some. Thank you so much, Justin. It's so great to have you here. Sorry. No, that's my voice. Sorry.
Did you ever see the Wedding Crashers? Where it's like, coming in for the real thing.
Yeah.
And he's trying to hug. Coming in for the real thing.
Come here, my little guy.
Broski.
I shove you in my little pocket, take you back on the Canada Air flight. Our next guest just discovered this morning that Trudeau doesn't even have the $5 billion in seized Russian assets that he promised to give Zelensky. Shocking that Trudeau is lying once again. David Creighton, independent journalist out of Ottawa, who also writes at the Post Millennial. He's got a great YouTube channel as well. Creighton's right. He's been all over this. Follow David on X. So, David, shocking. There's gambling going on in this establishment. He doesn't even have the money that he offered Zelensky in the first place.
Oh, it's this incredible story here, Clinton. And nobody's picked up on this. It's just amazing. Here's Trudeau over in Ukraine, aligning himself with the European Union. At the same time, Donald Trump is again threatening to invoke a massive 25% tariff on March the 4th. Trudeau saying, poking his finger in Trump's eye again, saying he's standing with Ukraine. But get this, he promises Ukraine 30 light armored vehicles. Count them, 30. Now, if they're not destroyed on the battlefield in a week, Ukraine will sell them to the drug cartels. You can bet we'll never see those again. But here's the kicker. $5 billion. $5 billion he says he's going to send in assistance that he's going to take from seized Russian assets. So we had a look this morning to see exactly how much money Canada has actually seized from Russian assets. You know what that sum comes to? It comes to about $140 million. It's about $4.9 billion short. When you include what the RCMP calls transactions that can't be completed, it's less than $500 million. So the cash, the actual monetary value that Justin Trudeau has actually seized in Russian assets, it's about $140 million. And he's promising $5 billion to you. Where's that coming from? More taxpayer money down the black hole of Kiev to keep this war going. Justin's war. He wants to keep this war going as long as possible. And do you think he wants peace in Ukraine? Not for a minute.
So is it possible? I mean, we're using the word seized, but he stole it from people who are just ethnic Russians or have a Russian passport and is like, oh, you're Russian. We're taking your money because, you know, the world is letting us do it. Maybe he has a plan to steal it from somebody else. Maybe he can go into Russia and do some thieving. I mean, you never know.
He could take all that fentanyl money that's coming across the Canadian border from all the Chinese shipments that are coming in. Maybe he could get some fentanyl
cash. Could he be stopping on the way back to do some burglary, possibly?
Well, I totally agree. We talk about this as like, this is a legal action. And this is stolen money, of course. And from the perspective of those who had it stolen, yes, it's downright thievery. But the talk right now, Natalie and Clayton, is absolutely crazy. I mean, here's Justin Trudeau inserting himself in peace negotiations where he's not only redundant, he's irrelevant. There's no place right now for Justin Trudeau.
He was not even invited.
Not even invited. So what's he doing there? And it reminds me of the old line from Hogan's Heroes of Major Hawkshead. What is this man doing here? He is always in the wrong place at the wrong time, parading around like he matters anymore. And of course, we're in the twilight minutes, hours, days, weeks of his prime ministership. He's promising to go on March the 9th. We will see if that actually happens. But there's people in Canada, if you read the crazy mainstream media in Canada, they're not only saying, oh, good for Trudeau for standing up for Ukraine. Heard the same thing, by the way, as you folks have pointed out time after time, from our conservative leader yesterday, Pierre Poilievre, once again going to bat for Ukraine, going to bat for Justin Trudeau in lockstep with Trudeau government policy on Ukraine. And keep this thing going. Keep funding Ukraine. Keep pouring billions into this black hole of Kiev. And there's actually people in Canada now talking about, well, let's exchange the United States and NATO for Ukraine. Let's move the United States out. They don't seem to be interested anymore. And let's just have Ukraine join this military alliance that will be basically Europe and Canada. Now, that's a recipe for a disaster, of course, because the only thing that sustained NATO for as many years as it existed was U.S. military dollars and military spending. So don't kid me that somehow Canada and Europe are going to invent a new NATO that they're going to be part of. And, of course, if they do that, it's just going to make matters worse. NATO is a thing of the past. It worked well for much of the Cold War. It is a relic of history. It's time to fold NATO. It's time to shut it down. It worked well, yes, in its time. Its time has passed.
Well, hallelujah. Even if Europe and Canada did, it would be a JV version of NATO, right? Yeah, so you can go ahead and tank your economy trying. But, you know, the rest of us don't want that.
I can't but help think, David, that this is like trying to be a slap in the face to, you know, trying to set up the Liberal Party in Canada against Trump. Trump, you know, Trump's position right now. He's about to hold peace talks with Putin. They're actively working towards a peaceful solution here to try to end this. And he's already sort of distanced himself from Europe in a big, big way. And Justin Trudeau aligning himself with the European side of this, trying to go up against Trump. Is he trying to set up sort of a spike for the Liberal Party against Trump as he faces tariffs and all of this going over the next few months before elections?
Oh, precisely. And I've been saying this for the last 3 months. This whole idea of a trade war with the United States is something the Liberal Party is just enjoying too much. Justin Trudeau started this. He loves the idea of a trade war. He loves the idea of telling Canadians not to buy American goods. He loves talking about retaliatory tariffs, even though this is going to be a catastrophic trade war that's going to send Canada into the Great Depression Part 2 with a capital G and a capital D. This is going to be devastating, but the Liberals love it. Because they don't want to run against the Conservative Party of Canada. They want to run against that demon Donald Trump and his American empire. That's what the Liberal Party wants to run against, and that's what they've been successful in doing. And this is why I'm telling Pierre Poilievre, and I'm hoping to interview Pierre Poilievre next week or the week after, I'm saying, introduce yourself to Donald Trump. He doesn't know you exist. Tell him there's a conservative alternative in this country to the Liberals that will work with the United States in a positive way so we can both prosper. But get off your butt and stop talking about Ukraine. Get concerned about what's potentially around the corner, literally within days, and tell Donald Trump to stop throwing a lifeline to the Liberal Party. Because they love this idea of a trade war. They don't care if Canada suffers. They don't care if we go further into decline, if we go into a Great Depression, because it's all about winning that next election. They want another 4 years. Mark Carney is their anointed leader. He's worse than Justin Trudeau. This is a globalist supreme. This is a man who is dedicated to the green energy deal, who's dedicated to net zero, who is completely committed to the WEF and its entire agenda.
Well, and Pierre Poilievre is completely addicted to Ukraine. So I don't know what's going on in Canada. But David Creighton is always keeping them honest in Canada. Thank you for your honesty and your transparency and your great journalism up there, as always. David, keep up the great work. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.